here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho Barbaro.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, 50,000 Reasons for Death. When the Cisco Kid caught the bank robber, Mike Haskell, and sent him to prison, it was a known fact that Mike had hidden the loot of his last robbery somewhere. And so it was natural that the news of his parole from prison caused great interest to many people. Two of them, Inez Gorham and Todd Morgan, are excitedly opening a letter which Inez has just received from Mike.
Is that letter really from Mike Haskell, Inez?
Yeah, Todd, it's from him, all right.
Well, what's he got to say?
He's getting out of jail today.
But his time ain't up yet.
I know, he's getting paroled.
Paroled? How come?
I don't know, and I don't care. The fact that he's getting out's all that interests me.
I can see it does, but why?
When Mike Haskell was caught by the Cisco Kid, he had just robbed the bank in Oro Grande of $50,000.
That's old news, Inez. Tell me something I don't know.
I will. That $50,000 was never found.
You mean Mike stashed it away somewhere?
That's right. Never had time to cut up the loot with the rest of his gang.
Now I know why you're so interested.
I'm going to get me a hunk of that money.
I never knew you were part of Mike Haskell's gang, either.
Oh, I never rode with them, Todd. I always thought to it that they had fresh horses and a place to hide out.
Well, is Mike going to start operations again?
I don't know. All he wrote was to meet him at the Palace Hotel in Copper Creek.
When do we ride?
As soon as I change my clothes and strap on a gun belt. Hey, Bailey!
Now, what do you want, Inez?
I want you to take charge of the cafe. Todd and I will be gone for a couple days.
All right, Inez, I'll do it.
Keep your wits about you. Don't forget, you're a boss until I get back.
I'll run the place, same as if you was here.
You saddle up a couple of horses, Todd. We got some hard riding to do before we see Mike Haskell. But you can bet your bottom dollar it'll be worth it.
Whoa, whoa now, boy, whoa. Why are we slowing down, Hoss?
Yeah, to give the horses a breathing break. Still got a long way to ride.
How much farther do you think it is to Copper Creek?
Yeah, about 12 miles.
I still don't understand Mike Haskell's letter.
Well, ain't nothing to understand. He's getting out of jail. He wants us to meet him.
You suppose he's going to split that $50,000 he got from the last bank job in Oro Grande?
I aim to see to it that he does.
I'll bet Mike wants to reorganize the old gang. He's probably got some new bank job lined up for us.
Well, maybe. I've heard some peculiar things about Mike.
What'd you hear?
Well, that Mike's going straight.
Oh, that's too bad. He was the best bank robber in the business.
Well, if he wants to go back into business, I'm with him. Otherwise, all I want from him is my share of that $50,000.
He sure hit it well. I wonder where he put it.
Well, I don't know any more about that than you do. We searched that cabin we used for a hideout from floor to roof.
And since it ain't there, hey, do you suppose he gave it to someone to hide for him?
Nah, he didn't trust no one. Yeah, well, come on. These horses have had enough of a breather.
Yeah, let's drift. I waited a long time to get my hands under my share of the loot.
Yeah, me too. And nobody had better get in my way. Get up there.
Get up there.
How much farther to the town of Copper Creek, Cisco?
Oh, not too much farther, Pancho.
When are Cisco and Pancho go to visit Big Maria instead of meeting that bandito Mike Haskell?
Because we received a letter from Mike asking us to meet him in Copper Creek.
Oh, what did the letter say, Cisco?
Nothing more than what I've just told you.
The letter say nothing about the monies Mike Haskell steal before he go to the jail?
No, Pancho, it did not.
No?
And truthfully, that is what I am after.
Why, Cisco, why? Cisco not much want that monies for himself.
No, Pancho, I do not. I want to return it to its rightful owner.
But Cisco kills that bandito and send him to the jail. That's enough.
Even though I did capture Mike Haskell, and he has been in prison, I will not feel I've completed the job until that money is returned.
One time Cisco tell Pancho Mike Haskell not bad all the way through.
See, there's a lot of good in that, hombre. I had a long talk with him before he went to jail. At one point, I thought he might return that money.
But he not do it.
No. But he's had a lot of time to think about it.
Maybe he's still mad at Cisco copped him. Maybe try to kill you, Cisco.
We'll find out when we get to Copper Creek, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Of one thing I am sure, that money will attract as strange an assortment of banditos as we have ever met.
Wait a minute, Todd.
What's the matter, Ines?
Those two hombres about to go in the Palace Hotel, you know?
Yeah. They used to be part of Mike Haskell's gang. It's Hoke Hastings in Nebraska, Kent. Mm. Hey, what are they doing here?
We're going to find out. They've seen us.
Well, well. I'll be a retail ragu. Ines Gore.
And Todd Guthrie. What are you two doing in Copper Creek?
That's what we were going to ask you.
We must all be here for the same reason, boys. We got a letter from Mike Haskell.
Yeah? So have we. I wonder what Mike wants.
Let's not be cagey with each other. We know what Mike wants. We know what we want.
As long as you put it that way, Inez, we'll play it straight.
We're after our cut of that $50,000.
So are we.
How do you figure you're entitled to any part of it?
If Mike intends to go back into business, he'll need me for an alibi. And you'll all need a place to hide out. I want payment in advance.
All right. Let's go see Mike about that money. We better get hold of it before we go to divvying it up.
That's the right idea, Hope.
Come on.
I'm not so sure we need you, Inez.
If Inez says you do, Nebraska.
And I know we don't need you.
Why don't we let Mike decide,
huh? Yeah. You two stop your arguing. We'll let Mike decide.
That's all right with me.
Well, I'm willing to let it be that way, Hope.
There's Mike now, sitting in that chair by the window.
Hello there. All of you. I think we got my letter.
Yeah, we got him, Mike. Yeah, it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you. Let's go into my hotel room where we can talk.
Yeah.
You're looking fine, Mike.
You're lying, Nebraska. I look rotten and I feel worse.
You don't look well, Mike. You need some good care and rest.
I need that and some peace and quiet, Inez. Yeah, come on in. Close the door behind you.
Yeah, we will, Mike.
I'll get the door.
Sit down wherever you can. I'll come right to the point with what I got to say to you.
Yeah, that's what we're waiting for, Mike. The split on that $50,000.
There's not going to be any split.
What do you mean?
That's what I said.
Is that what you had us meet you here for?
Yep. I wanted you to hear it from me. I had a lot of time to think while I was in jail. And I made up my mind about my future.
Well, this ought to be interesting. Come on, let's hear it, Mike.
And I'm an old man. I'm tired. I want to live the rest of my life quietly.
What about that $50,000?
I've been hounded for that money for a long time. I even went to jail for it. So I figure it's mine.
Well, maybe we don't figure that way.
I served the time in jail, and I kept my mouth shut to protect a lot of you. Besides, I don't intend to keep it.
What do you intend to do with it?
Return it to the law. It's the only way I'll ever be left alone.
What's the matter? You turn yellow?
Nope, I just turned smart. Found out it's easier to live inside the law than outside of it.
Well, we don't care what you found out. We want that money.
That's right. Where'd you hide it?
The boys mean it, Mike. I think they can get pretty rough if you don't tell them.
Yeah, Mike. You know, it's like you said. You're getting old and tired. Come on, talk up or I'll beat it out of you.
I ain't that old, you young pup.
You're going to get the chance. I can prove it.
Nothing's not like better.
Yeah, the old man throws a good punch. He knocked Hoke clean off his feet.
Hey, I ain't through with you yet,
Mike. Come on, Hoke.
Hey?
We'll do this my way.
Who said so?
That gun in her hand says we will.
That's right.
I'm glad to see that at least you're on my side, Inez.
I'm not, Mike. The boys and I want that money.
If you shoot me, you'll never find out where it is.
I don't aim to shoot you, Mike. But you can save yourself an awful lot of trouble if you talk now.
He's a stubborn old goat, ain't he? He needs some help to make him open up.
And I know just the right treatment. All right, boys. We're going to play a game of ring around the rosy. With fists. I smack him to you, Nebraska. All right, you wallop him to Todd. And Todd clips him right back to me. Now, once more around Nebraska. Todd? All right, now it's my turn again.
Well, Mike. See, you should have listened to me.
Where's that money hidden?
He ain't gonna talk.
Yes, he will. Because we're going to keep playing ring around the rosy till he does. Pull him up on his feet.
This the Palace Hotel, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, it is.
This the place we find Mike Haskell, no, Cisco?
Si, well, ask the clerk here at the desk. What is this, senor?
I do.
Can you tell me where we can find Senor Mike Haskell?
He's in room 102, back of the stairs on this floor.
Gracias, senor.
Gracias, Pancho. Cisco thinks Senor Mike got the money from the robbery with him?
No, I do not imagine he has, Pancho. It's room 102 and I...
Pancho, you're fighting behind that door, Cisco.
Yeah, I hear it also, Pancho. Have your gun ready. We're going to break into that room.
Pancho, ready, Cisco.
Bueno, now, come on. All right, you hear this? Throw up your hands.
It's a Cisco kid.
And Pancho, too. Mother mia, Cisco. Look how this coyote's beat up old Mike Haskell.
You dirty pack rats. Three of you against one old man. Singly, he could have whipped any one of you.
Drop your gun, Cisco. You too, Pancho. Careful now, don't turn around.
Santo, Cisco, that senorita hold the gun in Pancho's back. Where'd she come from?
Next time, maybe you look behind the door when you rush into a room.
Yeah, good work, Inez. I'll get the guns.
What are you two doing here?
I ask you the same question.
Don't take any lip from a Nebraska smack.
That ain't necessary. Search him, Todd.
Right. Here's a letter, Inez.
Let me see it. It's from Mike to Cisco. Let me see. It says...
Come on. What's it say?
It's like the letter we got. Only tells him to come here for a meeting.
Yeah? The Cisco kid is the law Mike was talking about. That's who he was going to give the money to.
Is that true, Cisco?
I do not know any more than what you have read in that letter.
Look, Cisco. Mike Haskell, wake up now.
Mike's coming too, Hogan. Good. Drag him up on his feet. Right. Get him up.
My head. Cisco. Pancho. When'd you get here?
You sent for them two, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah.
You were going to turn that money over to Cisco, weren't you?
Of course he was. Don't waste time on him.
I ain't wasting time. I just thought of an idea.
What is it, Hulk?
Mike, if you meant what you said about going straight, you're going to tell us where that money is.
Didn't tell you so fair. I ain't doing it now.
But you will. Because if you don't, I'm going to put a bullet through Cisco's head.
And if Mike Haskell has not been telling the truth about going straight, then Cisco's life will soon be snuffed out. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, 50,000 Reasons for Death. When Mike Haskell, the ex-bank robber, was released from prison, he sent letters to former members of his gang to meet him in Copper Creek. Mike wrote a similar letter to Cisco. When Cisco got to Copper Creek, he found the gang already there and giving Mike a beating to make him tell where he had hidden $50,000. When Cisco and Pancho tried to help Mike, they were captured. Now, in an effort to force Mike to reveal that hiding place, a former member of the gang, Hoke Hastings, threatens to kill Cisco if Mike does not tell.
Mike ain't gonna talk, Hoke. Go ahead, shoot Cisco.
Tell them, Senor Mike. And tell the banditos where you hide the money.
Tell them nothing, Senor Mike.
All right, Hoke. Put up your gun. You win.
How do you like that? He is going
straight. Shut up, Nebraska. All right, Mike, spill it. What'd you do with that $50,000?
Come on, hurry up. We won't wait.
You don't have to. The money's buried alongside the triple oak tree, 3 miles north of town.
Oh, yeah, I remember that tree.
We rode past it on our way into town.
All right, let's get our horses and ride out there. We'll tie these hombres up. Nebraska, you stay here and guard them.
You come back when you dig up that money.
You know we will. And that money had better be there, Mike. Because if it ain't, you and Pancho and the Cisco kid ain't gonna walk out of here alive.
Nebraska.
What do you want, Mike?
A drink of water.
You'll have to do without it. That glass is broken and there ain't no water in the pitcher.
Would not hurt you to go out and get it for him, Nebraska. We are tied to these chairs.
Yeah, we not can get loose.
You bet you can't.
Well, then, how about the glass of water?
Please, Nebraska.
Well, I guess it won't do no harm seeing as how you three ain't going no place.
I wanted to get him out of here so as I could talk to you, Cisco.
That is what I thought.
I sent those others on a wild goose chase. That money's not buried under the triple oak tree.
Aye, Santo. When those bad hombres come back, our gooses be cooked.
We must get out of here.
I could get my hands on that broken glass.
Cisco, reach the glass?
I think so.
A little higher, Cisco. Your hands almost on it. There, you got it.
Bueno.
Now, I can only cut these ropes before that Nebraska hombre comes back into the room.
Hurry, Cisco. Can't hear footsteps. Ready to come back.
I'm hurrying, Pancho.
Just a little more. To the left.
There, the rope is cut. My hands are free. Now to untie my feet.
Cisco, I got the time. Here come that hombre.
Here's your water. Hey, what's going on here? What are you doing so close to that table, Cisco?
Nothing, hombre.
I think I'd better have a look at your rope soon as I set this water down.
That is where you made the mistake, hombre. Have my hands free.
Santo. Cisco knocked that hombre out with one punch.
You sure hit him hard enough.
That is not what knocked him out. He hit his head against the edge of the bed. Now, I'll untie the ropes around my feet.
There. Hurry, Cisco. Untie Pancho before those bandidos come back.
I am hurrying, Pancho. Then I will untie you, Señor Mike.
I want you and Pancho to ride with me to the place where the money is really hidden.
Gracias, Cisco. And Pancho untie the ropes from his own foot. And when Señor Mike, what you do with the money, sir?
Well, I'm going to turn it over to the law. I learned my lesson while I was in jail. I don't want no part of that money for myself.
Then we will help you get it, Señor Mike.
There.
Your hands are untied.
Thanks, Cisco. I'll get the ropes from my feet. What are we going to do about Nebraska?
I will tie him and he will not get away.
Where that money's hidden, Señor Mike?
In a place they'd never think of looking.
Where that? Where?
In the old days before I went to jail, we had a log cabin not far from here that we used as a hideout sometime.
You hide the monies in the cabin?
Yep.
But those others surely must have searched that cabin.
Well, they probably did. Since they didn't find that money, you know it must be well hidden. Come on, I'll show it to you.
Si. Then we will come back after these hombres. We still have a score to settle with them.
Time you were getting back.
Hey, what happened to you? Where's the prisoners?
Hurry up and untie me. Oh,
yeah. Let them get away. They double-crossed us.
There was no money buried under that tree, Nebraska.
I know there wasn't, Todd, but I do know where they've gone and where that money is.
Yeah, where?
At that log cabin we used for a hideout.
How do you know?
Cisco tricked me and I bumped my head in the end of the bed. They thought I was out all the time, but I wasn't.
You heard Mike tell Cisco that's where the money is?
Right.
Wait a minute. We searched that place from top to bottom.
I know we did. Mike said it was hidden in a place we'd never think of looking.
Where that could be.
Now, come on. Let's go and find out.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey.
Give them enough time to uncover that loot. Then when we ride up there, we can be sure we don't have to ask them where it is.
Yeah, and once we get our hands on it, we got to kill those three or we'll never live to spend that money.
There's a cabin up ahead.
Pancho, I can wait, Señor Mac, to see where the good hiding place is.
I am curious also.
Yeah, it won't be for long.
Whoa. Madre mía, it looked like those bandidos stared up the steps to look for the monies. Pancho, hope it's not there.
Nope. It wasn't there, Pancho.
From the looks of this place on the outside, I would say it had been thoroughly searched.
I'm anxious to see the inside.
Pancho, anxious too.
Well, the inside has been gone over also.
But not well enough.
Where the monies?
Look at the logs along this wall.
See?
Pancho, look, but Pancho, I can see nothing.
When I came here to hide that money, I remembered an old trick that I learned from the Indians when I was a boy.
What a trick?
I stripped the bark from these logs with a very sharp knife so as it came off all in one piece.
Ah, bueno. Then you spread the paper money evenly along the logs and replaced the bark.
Santos, that one fine hiding place. No wonder those bandidos not could find it.
Yeah, and I made sure the bark wouldn't come loose until I wanted it to. See?
How'd you stick that bark back on the log in the first place, you make?
I mixed flour and water, Pancho. Oh. That makes paste.
Uh-huh.
Then I dabbed it around the edge of the bark so as it wouldn't stick to the money.
Madre mia, Pancho, never see so much monies before.
Santos, neither have I, Pancho.
It's a funny thing, Cisco. When I first stole this money, it was the most important thing in the world to me.
And now, Señor Mike?
Now? Well, all I think about it is that it's stolen.
You are doing the right thing by returning it. Let us gather up this money. will only cause bloodshed until it is safely in the hands of the law.
That cabin is just a little way further.
Well, let's stop here if we're going to surprise
you. Oh, there you are. Oh, who up here?
On that Cisco kid. Well, if you keep making that much noise, you won't get the chance, Nebraska. They'll hear you.
All right, shut up. Come on. Fan out and surround that cabin.
Let's rush
it. No, Cisco's too good a shot. We wouldn't stand a chance.
Wait. I got an idea how to surprise him.
What is it?
Now, look. The chimney of that shack is big enough for a man to go down through.
Yeah. If I could get to the tree next to the chimney, I could tie my rope to that big limb and slide right down into the shack.
Yeah, that'll work. Meanwhile, we'll draw their attention out here as soon as you get to the tree.
I'll get my rope and I'm on my way.
All right. Come on, be ready with your gun.
I'm ready, Hulk.
So am I. Look, Nebraska's almost to the tree.
Shall we start shooting?
No, wait. Give him a chance to get up in the tree, Todd.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Yeah. All right, now let him have it.
And I can understand how those bandidos know where we go.
Neither can I, Pancho, unless they just took a chance and found us here.
Or perhaps they remarked that Nebraska hombre was not out all the time we thought he was.
That bullet close. Pancho showed us you bandidos there. Pancho only wish he could hit what he shoot at.
At least it makes those Mormons keep the distance.
But it is getting us nowhere. We are only wasting our ammunition since we cannot get a direct shot at them.
Oh!
Senor Mike, you are hit.
It ain't bad, Cisco. That bullet just creased the side of my cheek.
Cisco, look out behind you. That Nebraska hombre come down a chimbley.
This gun of mine's got you covered.
Not while I can still grab your hand. Don't reach it.
Wait, Cisco, twist the gun out of Nebraska hombre's hand.
All right, hold. Oh, rush them.
Quickly, punch your shoot at them through the window.
Shoot them, Cisco.
These fists of mine can take care of you, Cisco.
We will see, Omri.
That we will. Why can't you stop those bandidos, Cisco? Here they come.
And this final punch will take care of you, Omri. Now let me get to that window, Pancho. Try to shoot the guns from their hands.
Come on, let's get that money.
Hurry, Cisco. The bandidos almost hit the door.
Gee, Josephat, Cisco. You shot the guns out of Hulk and Todd's hands.
Come on, we've
got
too far from that money. Come on, Hulk, let's give him a fight.
This is what I've been waiting for,
Hulk.
Play ring around the Rosie with me, will you?
I'm so glad to give you a beating, hombre.
You ain't gonna give me nothing, fat one.
I just showed you who the fat one.
You need any help, Pancho?
Ah, Cisco, Pancho, take care of this one.
Bueno, Pancho. That finishes that part, hombre. You need any help, Senor Mike?
No, I'm just finishing a private little game of ringing around the Rosie. That's for Annis. And that's for Todd. And this is for Nebraska. And for you, I got this.
Well, Senor Mike.
That was a good fight, Senor Mike.
When I got out of jail, all I wanted to do was live quiet and peaceful.
Find the thing, Senor Mike. You get that wish now.
See, you will, Senor Mike. As soon as we round up that Senorita Inez.
We'll get her, Cisco. I know where to find her.
Well, let's drag these hombres to their feet and turn them over to the law.
Not forget the $50,000, Cisco. That what started all the troubles.
We will not forget it, Pancho. And neither will these bandidos. They will have a long time in jail to remember it.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
All those bandidos and that señorita now in the jail.
Si, they are, Pancho. And Senor Mike Haskell will be able to live quietly and peacefully from now on.
Got a lot of money, Senor Mike, give up.
Oh, it's the only way he could live with his conscience.
Money's not bother, Pancho.
Well, you do not have any money to be bothered with, Pancho.
No, Cisco. Oh, but Pancho got your money.
You do?
Si.
Well, how much money do you have with you, amigo?
Oh, between 98 and $100.
Santos, between 98 and $100? That is a lot of money, Chico.
That's not such a lot of money, Cisco. That's only $2.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
Loco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lett.